This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A Bosnian war crimes prosecutor has indicted 9 Bosnian Serbs for the killing of around 100 Bosnian Muslims, including 7 entire families, during the Bosnian War in the early 1990s. The prosecutor's office made that statement on Wednesday. 26 years after the end of its devastating war, Bosnia is still searching for people who went missing during the fighting and seeking justice against suspected perpetrators. The 9 men, the former members and commanders of the Bosnian Serb wartime army, are accused of killing the Bosnian civilians, including dozens of women, elderly people, and small children. The prosecutor's office said 7 families were among those killed in the summer of 1992. The remains of 49 people have been found. 47 are still unaccounted for. The Balkan country is going through its worst post-war political crisis, with Bosnian Serb leaders' threat of pulling out of Bosnia's national institutions, including the Joint Armed Forces, raising fears of a new conflict. Indonesian authorities say they will push a boat containing 120 Rohingya Muslims back to international waters, despite calls from the United Nations Refugee Agency to allow the passengers to disembark after being adrift for days off the country's northernmost province. The UNHCR said the boat is leaking and has a damaged engine. It added the boat is floating in the open sea in harsh weather and may be at risk of capsizing. The boat was first sighted by local fishermen on Sunday in waters about 96 kilometers off the coast. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. France reported a one-day new record of 179,807 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period on Tuesday, making it one of the highest single-day tallies worldwide since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Denmark has the world's highest coronavirus infection rate with 1,612 cases for 100,000 people. The country posted a single-day record of 16,164 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. Other European nations reporting new record-breaking single-day coronavirus infections Tuesday were Britain with 138,831, 17,000 and counting in Portugal, and Greece has just over 21,600. The World Health Organization said Wednesday the risk posed by the rapidly spreading Omicron variant is still very high. The United States recorded more than 512,000 new daily coronavirus cases Tuesday. It was the single highest one-day number of cases recorded since the beginning of the pandemic. This, according to data released by the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The one-day record coincides with the New York Times database showing the 7-day average of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. rose above 267,000 on Tuesday, and the recent surge is driven by a record number of children infected and hospitalized with COVID-19. Mexican authorities said Tuesday it will allow cruise ships to dock even if the vessels are carrying people infected with COVID-19. The health department said passengers or crew who are asymptomatic will be allowed to leave the ship, while those with symptoms will be quarantined and will receive medical attention if needed. The Mexican government has implemented very few coronavirus travel restrictions during the pandemic, as the country's economy relies heavily on foreign tourism. The body of South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu will lie in state for 2 days ahead of his funeral on Saturday, New Year's Day. Tutu was initially scheduled to lie in state only on Friday at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town, South Africa. But on Tuesday, his two foundations said the memorial has been moved up to Thursday to accommodate the thousands of mourners expected to pay a final farewell to the Archbishop. The legendary anti-apartheid fighter and supporter of LGBTQ rights died on Sunday at the age of Cape Town, at the age of 90, at a Cape Town nursing home. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download and take us wherever you go. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.